we'll get some more in front of us. And anyway, at any moment we can ask for a pen up and stop the recording, as you know, as you're all aware.
Alejandro, red dot recording whenever you wish. Just let me know.
Yep. Let's wait one more minute.
Sure.
Just to really wait till 10 past. Well, at least in my watch, well, I have, sorry, in 1 o'clock I have already 11 past, and in my watch I have 10 past. So let's get started. I would, I'm glad you've all been working on this, particularly we have... Simon and Martin. Simon has done an extraordinary job because he has actually put, so to speak, pen to paper. And Simon, I think that what you've produced gets us very much in the way of what we will have as a final product of the work of the RT. It is heartening. To see that amount and quality of work, speaking as the review team chair.
It's my pleasure. I've mailed a third. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's a third one that's come in today, which was actually the longest task of all the three, actually.
Yep, I saw it. I think it's a huge step forward for the team. Again, even above the previous two ones, because this is one of the critical, as you also mentioned it in your email, this is one of the critical questions. It's out there in the community, so it's important to answer. And we'll now, of course, have to go through it, through the statements, and make sure of two things. First, this will be at the drafters level, and then we will have to do it again with the full team. One is to see if we all agree with the statements, what are the major disagreements and so forth. I mean, any collective drafting and writing task. And the other thing that we'll have to do in parallel is to see whether we need to substantiate the statements and what the sort of proof or support is that we need for them, for those statements. And that will come again from specific either document analysis or interviews or other kind of field work.
I mean, the interesting one for me is the next. So the next one I'm doing tomorrow, which I've got most of the day blocked out for, is the one on community perception. And you know, obviously that's not something I can write. So what will be interesting is how we draft an analysis document that says, okay, what are the questions that we need to ask to the community and who are they, you know, and how do we frame those? So it'll be less of an analysis document, more a, okay, here are the questions I think we ought to ask and to whom. So that'll be an interesting one in terms of format. I think hopefully that'll help us steer some of the other ones where we've got to look to interviewing specific individuals or members of the community.
That one's very touchy, and it's an example of the opposite kind of work that we have to do, of the field work.
Exactly.
Come up with our statement about community perception. We'll have to devise a method. It will be either be a poll that garners the community perception, or we may look for a proxy method, which is to scan discussion lists, articles, papers, the records from the latest ICANN meetings, and do that only from our desks. But I'm not too sure that that will take us far enough, and that it will give us that it will give the report legitimacy.
My feeling on that one is that document will be an analysis on what are the exact questions we need to ask to get the kind of information we need to answer that question. So that's the analysis work I think I need to do is say, okay, if I wanted to come out of Senegal with an answer that said the community perceives the following, how do I go about asking the questions in a way that people can easily answer it and we can then drag some interesting and useful information from it. So that's the piece I see. For these ones where we're preparing interviews, effectively, the analysis is trying to decide how we ask the question, if that makes sense.
That's right. What questions to ask, to whom, and in what way?
Exactly right, yeah. And how do we go about it? And as you say, you know, it might be, you know, it could be anything from, okay, we'll set up formal meetings with the GAC and the various supporting organizations and everything else and ask them formally as part of other questions. That might be one way. The other one might be as simple as, right, we just poll people. We stand around in the corridors and we poll people as they pass and we ask them, you know, five key questions and gather 150 responses in a couple of days, which might be a really effective way of getting a very large community. We might pick four or five questions from the various bits of analysis we want to do to ask to individuals, and I can genuinely see us standing there with a clipboard and a sign on saying SSRT and asking people questions, and it could be a really innovative and useful way of gathering a lot of feedback.
Right. Here I will probably ask for some help from people who do polls and studies. In complement and in parallel to what you are doing, so that we can see what we can get from an online poll, what we can get from a physical poll. There's a huge question about sampling there, which we have to be very mindful about. You know, people who do these surveys are not only an expertise, but they're almost a religion in a class.
Sure. Sure. I'm not suggesting we necessarily do that, but it's one of those things I think we need to think through when we look at this, because I think we need to find as many methods as we can to get as much input as we can in a short space of time. So, you know, and it is a way of gaining, even if you just ask five key questions to a lot of people, it is a way of getting a straw man, if you like, of an idea of where the community perceives things. So, I'm not overly worried about being too scientific about it. I think the numbers and the facts will speak for themselves. But yeah, I see your point.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'm going to look locally for at least one of two good friends who run survey companies, and see what they can provide without cost. And if there's a cost to be incurred, then see how we can budget, tender, and so forth, and try not to be bogged in this. As you say, I mean, much of what the community has to say will be quite apparent, but we have to be careful that our final document cannot be easily brought down with a criticism like that our methods were just too lightweight or, you know.
Yeah. I think my only concern about going off and approaching server companies and all that sort of stuff is, you know, we have really got to get a move on and get some stuff done, and I just want to make sure that we focus on the getting stuff done. I appreciate that we might, by not taking an ultimate, you know, extremely formal mechanism for feedback, possibly open ourselves up to some criticism. I think we're at the moment much more likely to be open up to criticisms of not getting enough done and not consulting people enough at the moment. So I think my feeling is I'd rather run that risk. I'd rather run that risk than not. My worry is we're going to spend a lot of time in the minutiae of this and not enough time getting the bulk of the work done. I mean, there are 40-something odd questions that we've got to answer in that time. That's all I'm worried about, is if we focus on just looking at, oh, right, how do we formally survey people, we could end up in going around in circles, if that makes sense.
Yep. Hey, it's Chef Brueggemann. I just wanted to announce that I'm on. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt.
Can you repeat, please? The sound comes a bit garbled.
Sorry, it's Jeff Brueggemann. I just wanted to let everyone know I joined late. Thanks.
Oh, right. We're in the first item. We have we're spoken about Simon's first papers, which I think are a great contribution and set a way to go. And we're discussing the one that he's going to engage on now, which is the question on community perception, and we're looking at what methods we need to get there. I think that the conclusions so far, if you agree, Simon, are that we should look for methodological parsimony and just make sure that we have enough legitimacy and talk to many people. People know they've been heard. So carry on, Simon, please. If you agree with
me. Yeah, I think the key thing is to define perhaps, you know, on some of these issues, maybe four or five key questions we need to ask. You know, and I'm just thinking, you know, I'm shooting from the hip here. So, you know, one of those is, do you feel you understand the ICANN's SSR remit? And then second one might be, is that based on your perception or on facts that you have? And then, you know, the third one is, do you feel that they've met that remit? And if not, why? You know, so there's some really basic questions I think we could ask that would, you know, would give us some interesting analysis. You know, for example, that 90% of people actually don't formally know what ICANN's SSR remit is. So therefore, when you look at their opinion on what they think, when they give opinion about SSR remit, for example, actually that opinion is based purely on what their assumptions of what it should be, rather than actually what it is. So you know that makes for some very interesting analysis in its own right. So I think that's the kind of approach I would be sort of heading along the lines of keeping it really simple like that, and then you know, because if nothing else, that tells us one thing, which is ICANN, you need to do a better job of communicating your SSR remit. You know, and that would be a clear and straightforward assertion that we could make from that findings. And that's kind of why my plea is to not overly methodologize whatever way we want to look at this, because I think there's some really basic stuff we could do that would get us some really interesting results quite quickly.
Right. So now let me tell you what a concern here from, let's say, from a project management, for the whole project.
Sure.
Point of view, and I don't mean a formal project management, just, you know, how to handle the whole thing. As each of us goes through our questions, and I've gone through the whole set, there's a number of things that we will need to find out by interviews, and a number of things that we need to find out probably with polls or with calls for comments, which is not exactly a poll. What concerns me is to try to get all of these packed in reasonable way. Let's say we have 45 questions and that 40 of those require polls. We're not going to start 40 polls, right?
Yep.
We're not going to start 40 calls for comments. We have to reduce them to the absolute minimum and try to get them all done in a single time frame or in two waves at most. But then the second wave would preferably build upon what we learned in the first one. The first one would be before the car, then we'd have discussions, and then we'd have a new set of questions for the community or for us to find out stuff. So my concern is, first, you know, we do need some basics of methodology here to make sure that we get methods right, just so that things cannot be blown out of the water. Otherwise, as I said, parsimony is the rule. But the other point is to get the whole set piled up and prioritized. Again, let's say that we were going to ask questions for 40 of our items. If each of them can be easily solved by five simple questions, you suddenly have a poll or an interview with 200 questions. So we'll have to prioritize. And then again, also some of these questions would actually be redundant. If you can ask them the right way, you would actually solve two or three of our questions with a single small set of questions. So that's my concern, that we get this done, let's say, in 2 weeks, so that by mid-September we have a significant pile-up of questions for polls and interviews, so things we have to find out by asking people, separate them into things that we can get by a call for comments, things that need a poll, and things that need interviews, and then get organized so that we can put out the polls and the calls for comment, and that we can organize the interview. And organizing the interviews means doing some of them, the meeting in Rome before the ICANN Dakar meeting, and get the others, as many as possible, scheduled for during Dakar. So that's, let's say, that's the overarching view of this thing with polls and questions. And then, of course, Simon, coming back to the one you are going to work on now, that's a very important one, because it has to allow people to talk. It has to bring out all the subjectivity. At the same time, it has to provide us something that we can actually use loyally to the community. And also, we have to make sure that we don't just create a wasp's hive that was there and create huge trouble for everybody, including ourselves.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, I understand. I'm very, very aware we've got a huge raft of work to get through at the moment, and I just think we have to be. What's key for me is keeping that work as simple as possible, getting to conclusions as quickly and as efficiently as we can get to conclusions, making recommendations that Jeff and the team can implement and are actionable without turning. I just feel even doing that is a tight schedule, and particularly to have something meaningful for Senegal. So I guess my plea to everyone in the team is that we try and just focus down on what needs to be done. And I think we already know a lot of the stuff we need to ask, and we already know a lot of the things that we need to clarify, because we've done quite a lot of pre-analysis. And I think that's it's just trying to focus that in. Otherwise, I think we could still be working on a lot of this analysis way into 2012 and beyond. And I think that would be, you know, that's my
yep.
That's the pragmatist in me coming out.
We have as with other things, our methods and views are complementary, and we just have to. I mean, the it boils down to. Getting the design of the pending work right sizing it and setting it up in an executable format, and where I think that we all are concerned, but it's me who's expressing it, is to have the global work set out reasonably soon. The whole set. Let's say to have a view of the whole set. And to go into the car, and all our previous steps, and go, for the car, and going into the car in the most effective way.
Oh no, clearly, and I think you're right. It's clearly we can't. I don't want to be in a situation to suggest that, you know, just because one piece of analysis I do next then means that's a poll in its own right. I don't think that's what we're saying. I think what I'm saying, you know, I think we're just saying that. It might be useful to suggest some. It'll be useful to suggest some questions that would work. It might be useful to suggest some methods, and then, as you say, as other pieces of work come in that have got similar remits to them, we start to coordinate and say, "All right, these questions naturally sit in the form of a poll, and all of these questions naturally sit in the form of direct face-to-face interviews, and this is how we might go about it." So I think we're in agreement about we need to coordinate all of that work together, but we certainly don't want to be running around Senegal trying to do 25 different interviews and 5 different polls.
Right. That would kill the project.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
It would make us look like you know, running around like beheaded chicken, and that's one thing I'm as much as possible trying to avoid.
Yep.
Okay. So then again, we will wait for your work, and in parallel, I'll just do some asking about you know, the very minimal. Support that we need for methodology and just for ourselves to feel sure what we are going to get from each, and let's say not making the largest mistakes available, which would be, for example, you need demographics and you don't get them, you need an anonymous poll and you didn't anonymize, or you need a nominal interview and you didn't get the name and the age, gender, and country of origin or stuff like that. Okay. That's as I said, the big call for all is to design what's going to be needed for, in the way of polls and interviews separately from what we need on a document basis. Do you agree, Martin, Jeff?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I do think... back to some of what Simon was saying, it strikes me that one of the reasons why I'm trying to focus on kind of outlining some of the analysis and conclusions, because I think that'll help give the context for here's what we found when we looked at ICANN's remit, for example, and we can summarize the good work that the group has done. I think it will be a way to both show our work and hopefully elicit better feedback and input on the questions to say we're not just asking you these questions in the abstract, we actually are can present you with what we found and even some maybe preliminary recommendations. And I think that may also help to prioritize our work somewhat, that I really left Singapore thinking that we had, you know, something like 10 specific. And Alejandro, I really credit with you for driving the discussion that way in the meeting of, let's stake out what we think about these issues right now and see where we are. And I think to some extent, documenting those and getting that out, then we may have other issues that I would put in the category of, maybe there's less consensus or we're less clear about it and we can still ask about it. But, I think let's try and both, capture what we've done and help move things along by, just stopping to write what we've already done. I think there's a benefit to that, and that's what I'm going to really try and focus on. So.
Okay.
And you both at the same time.
Martin? That was Jeff, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, that was Jeff. Yeah.
Martin, tell us about your progress and what you think we have to do next.
So, as you mentioned at the start of the call, we've had some challenges with getting people to respond to us both on the IANA side and the other. And I think that at this point, while we work to sort out, the responsiveness, whether that be through, scheduling and whatnot, I've gone ahead and started reading, and I'm going to start moving forward so that I'm not the roadblock with respect to, being able to produce some results for from Senegal. At this point, I've started reading all of the public documents that I have available with respect to NTIA and IANA process, and I am looking at my notes, recalling information that I had with respect to software diversity in the root, and doing a little bit of kind of self-research while we try to get some of the experts on board.
Right. That's very good, because so this all ties up again with some work I've been doing. I think that it would be fair if this is really happening as we are okay. If Elise has not responded in particular, if IANA is waiting for coordination within ICANN, let's say with Patrick Jones and Jeff Moss and Denise Michel, we'd like to have more, but it's going on okay. As I mentioned on email to all three of you separately, I have been having email exchanges and a phone conversation last Friday with Patrick and Denise. As Simon has pointed out, the FYI 11 SSR plan was one thing, and the 12 is very different. And though we decided to work on the 11, there are some significant changes in some goals, like the one on DNS availability. So we are going to have to do some pendulum motion between both of them, or decide to concentrate on the FY12.
If we take that, Dennis, I don't think there's too much of a gulf, actually, because I think the fact that they've changed their goal from 100% DNS uptime to significant, improved DNS uptime, whatever the new one is, regardless of which, both of those goals require concrete plans and actions to make them happen. So the text may have changed of the goal, but fundamentally it doesn't change the intent of the goal, I think. And so in that respect, it's almost worth just, I almost wonder, like, take my document, for example, and just putting an annex on it and just saying, okay, for your information, the FY12 goal has changed marginally, but this doesn't change the conclusion. That makes sense.
No, I agree, and I think that what we would be evaluating is not necessarily the number or the measurement itself, but how they're going to get to the measurement. So, right, I agree.
We all agree there. So my point in the conversation, and please, I'm trying to make sure that I'm doing the right, taking the right approach for the team. So let me explain what it is, and ask for your feedback. My conversation with Patrick and Denise has been: we need more than the framework or the published framework or the last year's published plan. These are too vague and general, and in no way specific enough for us to evaluate in the way we need for the report. Even the most superficial report that we decided to put out would just not have enough substantiation. We just don't know enough of what's going on. as you mentioned, for example, yeah, it's relatively irrelevant whether the goal is 100% DNS availability or increased DNS uptime. The documents that we need or the questions we have to ask are very much the same. And it is what are the actual actions being, I mean, what are the actual goals that are, we know that those can be moving targets because this is a multi-year project. So what are the metrics and what are the goals for this year and what are the actions that are supposed to take ICANN there? And when you speak of actions, then of course you need a project or a plan and you need to know who is doing it, what resources are being put into it, and how it's organized. At the very least, so this is the what, who, when, with what resources and how things are being done. What we have in the framework is an overview with chunks that are like too large. They divided into a few very general pieces of work that cover about are supported with about $12 million budget.
Andrew, just as a point of principle, though, as a question on that is, and I've been thinking about this over the last couple of days, having seen your exchange, is I guess the question is whether what we're doing as a team is reviewing what we have available to us at a point in time, or whether, because one of the challenges I noted between looking at the FY11 to FY12 plan is there's stuff in the FY12 plan that's a direct result of feedback from us in the early stages of the SSRT. So what it feels like, it becomes a bit of a moving target because basically asking for more detail, you get more detail, and then you ask more detail. So the point where effectively you're affecting the conclusion as you're working, it's a kind of Schrodinger's cat, if you like. And so my question really is whether we take the plan as it is, the FY12 plan as it is, and we analyze it for what it is, and we gain community feedback. If the plan itself is not substantial enough and you know they are not publishing anything further than that, then maybe one of our findings is the plan for FY12 is significantly weaker than the FY11 plan for the following reasons. So I guess, and I'm not deciding on what the best approach is there, but I think we need to decide whether we're taking the public documentation that's out there at the moment, plus community feedback, plus our own insight and intuition, and that is our analysis, or whether we continue to push ICANN for further information. I just think there's a danger that we might affect the outcome of the survey before we've even done the survey. Does that make sense?
For me, it makes sense absolutely, but let me just finish my argument and see where we come together and approach a decision. I think that, with what you've said, which is very valuable, we'll find a cutoff point. So let me pick it up again. So we have something like $12 million or a figure like that, which is the SSRRT earmark budget, and we have like five sets of actions. Some of them are outreach and really very much outside ICANN's control, and a few of them are within ICANN's control, like their own IT operations, VL server, IANA. You know, these things that are actually within ICANN's full remit. We don't know which of those is $4 million and which of them is $100,000. We don't have to go into the full payroll and every trip the staff makes and so forth, but I don't think that we can say anything meaningful about how ICANN is planning and performing its SSR duties at the level of aggregation that is either in the FY12 or in the FY11. There's mention, for example, of contingency exercise. We just don't know enough about it. We don't have to go into detail, into extreme detail. But the way it's set there, again, we don't know if it's a $10,000 cost just incurred in payroll for one day, where people actually disrupted operations because they even have to leave the building and try to operate a global DNS from a BlackBerry.
Or
sure.
But
things have extreme planning and disruptive sure. solutions that showed significant weaknesses either in ICANN's operation or in its partners.
So I understand all that, but I think if you read my analysis says exactly that. It says that the contingency planning, the detail on contingency planning is not enough. full stop, the recommendation is that they publish better contingency planning, and then we move on. And I think the problem is if we dig into all of these issues continuously, you know, if that we then end up, we'll just get so buried in the detail that we won't get a report out. My feeling is it's clear they haven't published a detailed report about contingency planning. If you go through all the documentation and cross-reference, as I've done, there is no mention of any detail in there. So if they've got internal plans, well, the problem there is they haven't communicated them. If they haven't got internal plans, the problem is they need to do some planning. Either way, the finding is you need to make more public. You need to make more public your detailed plans. I think that in itself is a good recommendation, and we should move on from the issue at that point, because we have 45 other questions, of which there will be multiple recommendations in within those questions. And that's my point of principle here, which is I'm a little nervous we end up drilling down into too much detail and never looking at the big picture, which I think we're already starting to feel the kind of recommendations we should have, certainly from my side, if that makes sense.
I would say that yes and no. Let me do this. Let me ask Martin, who has already been started dealing with the IANA stuff and the software diversity stuff. What do you think, Martin?
I'm sorry, Alejandro. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes.
I'm in a odd place.
What we're discussing, Simon and myself, is whether we should ask for a further level of disaggregation, further level of detail in the information from ICANN, or think that we're just going to move forward to conclusions that say not enough detail is provided, it should be provided. Since you have been already dealing with the IANA operations, IANA NKA relationship stuff, and with the software diversity stuff, what do you think?
I think that I think it's a little premature to ask for additional information, only because at least for the first week or two, we were kind of held up, not doing anything, waiting for some of the responses. I think that at our next call, we'll be able to better determine if we need to kind of go that route. But you know, at the moment, my plan is to respond on both issues and just simply say, here's the list of documents that I've been reading. Is there anything missing, or is there anything additional that I should read? And then I think that I'd like to follow Simon's lead and use some of his documentation to, you know, formulate where I'm at. Unfortunately, and I could definitely use your help and Simon's help with this, I may not have been on the initial distribution for those documents, and I would certainly love to get a look at them so that I can kind of, you know, flatter Simon a bit and use his stuff as a template.
You've got Martin. I sent them around a second time, so you should hopefully. I sent them around yesterday. On Alejandro said, "Could I?" Something went wrong with the first mail out to all of us, so
okay.
I sent them a second time. So just check your inbox for them.
I checked this morning to see if I could get a quick read before the meeting, and I did not. You know what? I'll do, Simon. I'll email you directly, and let's see if perhaps they're not getting caught up in my spam filters. And if they are, it's not very easy to ask. So, for the most part, Alejandro, I agree with you, except that I think that we need another week's worth of effort to determine if we need to go that route.
Okay. So let's do the following then here. Let's basically agree that we need one more week. It will become 2 weeks. So let's agree that we can wait for 2 weeks to decide whether or in what pieces of work we need this further detail, and otherwise agree with the general thrust that we will try to work mostly with what are the public documents. Also because of another thing that may become a stumbling block, which is that in these conversations with Patrick and Denise, the question of confidentiality and secrecy comes up. There was a big contingency planning exercise, or let's say a contingency planning execution exercise. Yes, there's been training going on and progress towards the equivalent of a 27001 certification, but much of this information is really confidential. There's been, there must be constant exercises of ethical hacking or whatever you call it, pen testing and so forth. And it's hard for ICANN to decide to make those public. And if they, as Jeff taught us very well, we may not want to have access to those documents if it has to be under NDAs, under confidentiality agreements, because then we may be hampered in actually doing our work and expressing an opinion of how well or not well the execution of the SSR functions is taking place. I would say let's also, so in these 2 weeks, let's wait to see what how far the discussion with Patrick and Denise takes me, what we can glean from that, and make a final decision in the call 2 weeks from now. Simon, would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, certainly. So you're suggesting we give it another 2 weeks and see where we are in terms of the overall analysis? Or?
We continue all our work as we're doing it, and I beg you that wherever you see that, you know, you just can't make any progress, or you would be very much better served by having the next level of detailed document, which is not necessarily a public one, or you need an interview to get the unwritten detail or the latest update, then signal that without waiting for the whole task to be done. You just send me an email or send an email to the list saying, I think I'm going to need an interview with Elise in Nayana and with Fiona in NTIA to know how this thing is working today. If we're going to ask, I mean, public documents are not talking about glitches that some of you know about, difficulties and trouble that you guys know about. Can we go public about them with our knowledge only, or do we need, or is it just preferable to have a statement or a document that actually makes that official? Otherwise, we're rumor-mongering or not able to talk about things, even things that have been solved well. So just signal those, okay?
Again, Andrew, I'm interested in a steer on point of principle here, really, which is, isn't a job to review the publicly available information, or is our job to act? Is our job to dig down into the inner workings, to and which may or may not possibly reveal things that are not currently public? I'm just trying to understand where you think we should go with that, because they're sort of two different tasks. One is standing on the outside and looking in and saying, here's what I observe from everything I can see that you publicly do and you have publicly said. The second one is more of that audit role, which is going inside an organization and saying, right, okay, we have identified, for example, as you say, that your contingency planning exercises seem to be just a kind of brief mention in a document, but nothing more than that. Show us your plans, and breaking that down. I guess that it can elicit the response that an audit elicits, which is everyone inside ICANN runs around to create you something so that they've got something to show, which means you have therefore affected the result of the experiment. By asking for that information, by trying to monitor it, you've affected the result. So, and that may not always be the case. Maybe, all right, fine, yes, here is actually the project plan for the contingency exercise and the budget, in which case that's great. So I'd be interested in what the others in the team think as well. And I don't have one opinion or another on it. I just would be interested in a steer on that.
Well, let me go back one step to see why we're having this discussion. And we're having this discussion, and it's a healthy one to have. And it's good. I mean, it's right. It's a good outcome of the process. We're having this discussion today because we are digging in our task in the planned way. We are either starting to write stuff like you are, or seeing what we need to write it, which is what I have been doing. And the point of the exercise was get started with the writing, get started or get organized for the writing, so that you can see what you need. If for any given item in the list, we can do the work well with what is already published, then that's good, and we're happy. If we need something that's not in a public document, we have to decide whether we try to research more across public opinion, or we actually need to do specific work to get the inputs, to get the inputs that we need for making a statement, for knowing something, or for stating something and substantiating something that we already know or think we know. That's where we are. So at this point, with your first three questions, for example, in the first pass, it seems enough to work with public documents.
Mm.
For the fourth one, you are not happy with what is in the public document. With the fourth one, you don't find that you have enough to work on in what is published. For the question of what is the community perception of ICANN's fulfillment of its SSR remit, you don't feel comfortable or confident enough to just go out and say 80% of the community is happy, 20% questions this, or even more detail. And as we discussed when we were discussing that question, we'll have to see if we make a call for comments, if we go ask questions and interview or have a public poll, or we will read all the records of the public discussions of the last, let's say, two or three ICANN meetings, and from there say, well, you know, it seems that in the GNSO business constituency there is great discomfort, and in the RSAC everybody's happy. With the SSR, that would be sort of filtering our read of all those things and extracting a view of the community perception. So even that question has already posed the question of how to find out.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think we're in a very good place in the sense that this is what we wanted to happen. This is what we planned to happen. That we have to ask whether we can do with the published information or we need to dig deeper. For the questions I have on my plate, I think that I cannot make do with the published information. I find that it's woefully insufficient for a statement about how things are going on, and I find it pitiful to go out with a statement that says the public information does not allow us to express an opinion. So I can please publish it and then let the next SSRRT in 5 years look at that documentation and come to a conclusion. I feel that would be falling a little bit short.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I think that, you know, that if I have to answer... Do we stay on the let's say on the surface? Let's call it on the surface with the public document, or do we dig in one level further? My response today would be: we don't know, and if we do our work well, we will know 90% of the reply in 2 weeks.
Sure, I guess you're right, and I suppose as we go through the analysis, as we start building up a set of documents, it will start to become clear. I think particularly for something, a good example, I think, is where what Martin was saying, which is on something like the IANA, the IANA details, where my documents, to a certain extent, have sketched over them as part of a larger and piece of analysis, and IANA is just one small part of that analysis. As Martin digs into that IANA piece, it may become painfully clear that we do absolutely need to see a level of detail lower, and the analysis will show that up. And I guess that's probably, to a certain extent, that could form part of draft findings for Senegal, which is, you know, here's where our findings are taking us. It's clear we need further information and we need to dig a little deeper in order to finalize that particular opinion, if that makes sense. So I can see how that could work. Say again, sorry, I didn't catch that.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I'm just saying that having this discussion is a proof that we made a good choice of method. But, the decision we made in DC is get on to write things and see what you need. Define the inputs needed. That's where we are. So hopefully, I mean, if each of us picks up, any part of the work, we'll be in a very, very good position in 2 weeks I hate that wording, by the way, but, you know, when we meet again by phone in 2 weeks, we will be able to make a lot of decisions. We will have a lot of material in front of us, and we will just, you know, say, well, you know, NTIA stonewalled on this issue. Period. What's the recommendation? NTIA should become more open. Or NTIA, or let's say ARSAC stonewalled, or IANA stonewalled. And then, you know, we will have to decide whether we continue to bump against the stonewall or just report it, which is what your approach says, Simon. And as I said, I'm not disagreeing. I just don't think that we have a general answer for all 45 questions.
Sure. No. Okay. I think that makes sense. I think the further, the more analysis we get done, the clearer the answer to those questions becomes. If that makes sense.
Yep.
I think particularly some of that analysis, the analysis crosses backwards and forwards across each other. You know, some of those questions ask the same question from a different angle. It will, the sort of intersection where we don't have information will become startlingly obvious. I think it is right for us not to necessarily chase down too many paths until we've got a reasonable amount of intersection between the various pieces of analysis, though. I think that's my only plea.
Yep. My view is that I would be creating sort of a bucket where all of you drop the questions to be asked. Let's say from interviews and polls. And, you know, issue and questions you think are needed. And then we would see what's the whole set. As I said, maybe 250 questions people want asked. And then we prioritize based on task and on, I mean, as in any project, on scope, cost, time. Is it really critical to ask that question? Is it really easy to get that answer? We triage that to about 20 questions, for example, which are going to go to the open community, and a 10-question or 20-question interview to the SO and AC leaders, except for the ESAC and the ARSAC, where we have a 30-question set. And the method of interview changes. In one of them, we just, you know, send them an email, hope for the best in a response, and in others, we actually do an in-depth, very confrontational interview that takes us somewhere beyond the common knowledge. So I mean, I think that we are executing our plan better than it seems on the surface. If let's say the next 2 weeks do bring us these things, you Simon are already on track to provide one set of things, one set of questions for Monday with your approach to the community perception question. And I would beg, and I'll do this on a call for them after the meeting for the whole drafting team. I would beg Martin and Jeff to do the same. You know, I mean, don't get caught into how am I going to find this out. Just tell me. I think that I'm going to need to find out this or that, and I'll see if I put it together. Let's say there's one bucket for questions to the community, another bucket of questions to ICANN. So I'll be taking them up, and then we'll prioritize and see what's really worth the effort, and for that, do everything that's needed to get it. So how do you all think? How do you feel about this, Jeff?
Yeah, I feel like I am concerned that the 45, that we have too many issues, and maybe not, I shouldn't say too many issues, but that I would like to continue to try and do what you just said for what we view as the priority issues, and let's kind of get through the first round of analysis, figure out if we need information, are we ready to draft and try and take it as far as we can so that we're making progress on it, and that maybe as we go, we need to start thinking about, you know, realistically, I do share the concern that given that we're getting limited help and input from the larger team, that we need to try and, you know, get to a shorter list of the priority recommendations and issues, not to say that we can't look at the larger group, but I'd like to keep having that discussion as we go as well.
Martin. Martin, are you still with us?
Alejandro, I think we've lost Martin.
Yeah, you beat me because you breathed faster than I did. Let me just make sure we still have on the call. Simon, you're still there?
Yep.
And Jeff, you're still there? Jeff, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep. So we may have lost Martin. Martin, are you around still? Okay. So anyway, it's time for a wrap-up. So I think that where we are is that we have a call for focus to not create unnecessary ramifications of the task and to do hasten to identify needs for information that are not covered in the public document so that I can create the two buckets, the bucket of questions to be asked outwards and the bucket that need for us to work with ICANN. Either questions or documents. I don't know if you agree. I mean, that's my basic task, plus fulfilling my own task, which I already sent you a preview of, call on everybody to get on at least one question of their assignments of the work packet, do, as I mentioned earlier, dig in, try to write your response, and if you think you're going to need input, send them out to me, and I'll try to get them organized with the whole team, but, you know, my job as chair includes this coordination task.
Alejandro, can I ask for make one other plea as well, which is, I think it's plainly obvious, I echo Jeff's comment, we have pretty limited input at the moment, and where we are, given the time period between both Singapore and DC now, and the time that's rapidly approaching for Singapore, at our current burn rate, if you like, we haven't got a cat's chance in hell of having something out for Senegal. And it sounds a bit brutal, but that is the reality of where we sit at the moment. It would be really useful if you could round, Zhao Dong, I've tried to get in touch with and tried to arrange phone calls to help him to help run through the stuff. He's been CC'd in all the mails, but not getting a lot of response from Zhao Dong. I know Anders has dropped me a note saying he doesn't quite understand the tasks he's been set. And I said, look, you really need to work with you directly on those because, I'm not sort of yep. coordinating the old team one anymore. And in order to provide the amount of time needed to do the analysis work, I can't fit both of those tasks in. My call would be if you can get around the rest, and we haven't heard from Bill either, and I think if you could get around the rest of the team and get them to understand their part in this and also that sort of call to action to get stuff done would be really useful because I think there's a danger we'll get to 2 weeks' time. You'll have a few more documents from me and some from Jeff and Martin and not a lot else otherwise, and I think then we will be in a really fairly desperate situation for Senegal. So the sort of project manager, IT director in me says we need to take a corrective course of action at this point in time if we are to have something meaningful for Senegal.
Yep, I will do that. I agree. I think we're at the right time to know, just what workload will be provided. So I'll do that as well.
Yeah, I've asked Anders to contact you directly and just have a chat. I've given him a steer, but I've asked him just so it would be useful if you could get together with you to go through how best to accomplish his set of tasks. I obviously haven't spoken to Bill or anybody else. Zhao Dong sort of hasn't responded to my last couple of mails, so it might be useful if you could try and get in touch with him in terms of what his role and remit is in this.
About 10 days ago, I have had no further response from him. He mentioned that he would try to work on like one of the four tasks he had or something. I'll talk to all of them. I'll certainly do that. It's part of my work. I was just waiting for after this meeting.
And I think what's something I learned from Team One is, again, if I can't raise Zhao Dong, then the worst thing he could do is go off and do one of the questions I've already done and then come back, because we did have that happen in Team One where two of us ended up doing the same document because, you know, the communications had been missed between two people. I just, again, that would be a tragic waste of sort of duplication of effort if. So that's just again a rallying call to help with that coordination would be really useful from my side.
Okay, so conclusions are like continue with the method, elicit more work from absentee. I'll write that down in my notes as that, but it won't be called that in the minutes. And for each team member to signal inputs needed as they appear. Don't wait for the, don't wait for the 2 weeks or to have anything final. As soon as you find something you need, send an email, and I'll try to maybe just record and discuss in 2 weeks, or maybe discuss what other input we have or ask with more urgency. Is that okay? Does that capture it?
I think it does, and you know, again, I'm not proposing to take issues off the list so much as let's try and drive some things to closure as much as we can. And I think Simon really did good work, and I want to try and start to outline what that would look like, and maybe that'll help us figure out, to your point, Alejandro, where the gaps are and where we really need to keep driving more information. Yeah.
Very good.
I think, Jeff, that's going to be massively useful because I think particularly my third document, you're going to read that and you're going to go, great, I can summarize this. So you're going to go, hang on a minute, Simon's missed a whole chunk here. And that's going to be such a useful checkpoint to that analysis because it'll either, as you try and summarize it, you'll realize that there's a big missing gap or no, I've got everything I need here or I don't agree with the findings. So I think you act as a kind of a sort of arbiter of some of the work as it comes in, I think, which would be incredibly useful.
That's where we are. I beg you the same for the document I sent out. And let's not just take for granted the input that we are getting from each of the team members, but study them, see whether they help and contribute to each of our work in the other items that we have charged, and also critique them in the sense if there's anything missing or wrong, now's the time. And that's, we're following the method. It's working. The only point is that there's only four of us in the call where we should have eight people present. So I'll work with the others. And that's the major weakness right now is that we don't have enough work done, amassed, mostly because it appears that some of the team members are not either doing it or at least providing it. So I'll work with them. And I will continue the conversation with ICANN to see, when we need something, whether it will be available. Okay?
That sounds like a good plan, and I think I think we're dividing up our work efforts as efficiently as we can.
Yep.
That's all we can do, right?
Yeah, and do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anything else? Well, we need there's a couple of organizational things. We need to know if anybody is planning to go to the DNSEC meeting, whether you are admitted to the closed meeting or only attending the open one. And again, the need for interviews. The reason that someone goes to the Rome meeting the week before Senegal is either critical needs for updates or planned interviews with people who will be there and who will be more available there than in the car or available there and not available in the car. So again, that's an incentive to look for questions, very specific questions or interviews you need from the work you do to know whether you have to go to this meeting. I don't think that you are supporting more than two or three people for that trip, and I know from Simon, for example, that it actually is a difficult one to do because it's so close to Senegal, so it creates a two-week gap. I'm finding that trouble myself. Okay. Anything else? Some of you had mentioned something you wanted discussed, and I'm just not finding it in my email.
I think that's it. Alejandro, are you going to be at, or Simon, are you going to, or Martin, are you, any of you going to be at the IGF in Nairobi?
I am.
Oh, good. Well, I will see you there. I'm
right.
To be there as
that's
well.
One place for interviews.
Oh, that's a good idea.
that one place to get some of the interviews.
It's possible, yeah. It's possible I could attend. At the moment, I'm not planning to attend, but Vinsurf and Crocker have asked for a meeting with me during that IGF. So if we felt we could get some work done at IGF, then I'm sure I could petition Leslie to say perhaps I should attend that, mm-hmm. if you felt that would be useful.
Well, certainly you'll get a very strong feel for, you've been there in previous years, you know, you get a very strong feel of what's really a threat for the DNS stability.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin, anything else? Jeff, anything else?
Nope, thank you.
Simon, anything else?
No, I'm done, thanks.
Alice?
Yes, actually, we mentioned the Doodle poll situation. It appears that it never worked for Jiadong and David, and hardly for Bill. So is there a way for us to, you know, work on a sort of schedule that is fair to everyone, time zone-wise? Or what are your suggestions, Ms.
I would suggest that we ask David and Jiadong are in very similar time zones.
Yes.
So why don't we do our next Doodle poll? Based mm-hmm. on their preferences, just adjusted to the fact that Alice and myself can participate, and
okay.
try to get everybody in, but let's say do it at a reasonable time for China and Australia. Okay. Today it certainly is not a reasonable time for China and Australia.
Okay.
Do you agree, Jeff, Simon?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm fine with that.
So I think we can adjourn. Thanks a lot. Congratulations for what you're doing. Kudos for what you're doing. Alice, thanks for this superb support, even through a challenging trip. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And we'll see each other in email, and we'll plan the call for 2 weeks from now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nice evening.
Bye.
Morning.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye.